Welcome aboard to episode 128 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. Yours truly here, FlameFlash. Welcome aboard to a Raptor Report. It's a good mix, actually. For instance, New Super Mario Bros. 2 shows up. The toddler comes in. She insists on sitting in my lap. And yes, while I was doing some paperwork, I also got to play this game. Because that's what she brought in to me on the 3DS that she happened to have in hand. I'm looking forward to playing it myself. Excuse me. It's on my backlog. And after I finish Luigi's Mansion, this is what I'm moving on to. So it was neat to get a little sneak peek, as it were. Hearthstone. I played it. I'm still just more or less doing the single player stuff, but I did play it. Just getting used to it. Luigi's Mansion. Dark Moon. The 3DS is getting some love. I finally got through that first level of the third mansion. So now it's time to actually move on and progress. Finally. Huzzah. So far liking it. Oh, excuse me. New Super Luigi U. Played it solo. Quite appreciated it. Red Flair was sitting next to me on the couch with her laptop up. So it was rather nice that occasionally, for two of the star coins, she fired up YouTube and, oh, look! There it is! But I'm liking it. I'm appreciating it. New Super Mario Bros. U played with the kids. And it was neat, actually, playing first Luigi U and now... Alright, minor technical difficulty there. New Super Mario Bros. U. The transition between New Super Luigi U and New Super Mario Bros. U is neat. The map is the same. It is downloadable content. Obviously. It'd be interesting to know how large Luigi is. Excuse me, versus Mario when just downloading to play it that way. I have two separate discs. It's my preference. But it'd be interesting to see. Because the levels definitely feel similar. Not entirely the same, just similar. Of course, I think we progressed through a different world, actually, than I've been going in on Luigi U. So that was cool. StarCraft 2. Played with the son. Enjoyed it. We have fun doing this. It's just the two of us taking on the world. No. Not real people. Just AI. We're up to... I think we pushed the envelope and went to normal difficulty. Maybe? Not sure. Can't remember. But, good game. Excuse me. I'd like to get back to the campaign at some point, but I'm also enjoying just playing StarCraft 2 for StarCraft 2's sake. I would stink online. Completely and totally. I know this for a fact. Plants vs. Zombies 2. Every once in a while, it pops up on my phone and reminds me, hey, I'm here! Brilliant. Brilliant. And I play it. I like it. I approve. I am still in Egypt. One or two keys away, or stars away, and then I will manage to get out of Egypt. We Fit You. to refit you. It continues. Hopefully, if, I didn't have this beard, you could tell I was perhaps losing some weight. It's kind of hard to tell from just sitting in front of the camera. Yeah. Oh, well. And, of course, World of Warcraft. Red Flare and I both have our mage priest team at 90 now. So now it's time to go to the Timeless Isle, gear up, and finally get enough reputation so I can make some bags for everybody. Seriously, that's one of my goals for my mage, is just unlocking the right rep tiers so I can get the biggest bags possible and make them. What's really awesome, and a little bit game-breaking, honestly, is once we transition into Warlords of Draenor, I can still farm Pandaria cloth by growing the right plant on the farm. So, excuse me. I'm thinking long term here. I am planning long term in eventually being able to get all my characters outfitted in the Mists of Pandaria bags. It'll take time, but it's possible. That's what's cool. So, after the Rapt Report, we also have the fact that